Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you stopped by. But before we start our show, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning in the most humblest way that I know how. We come to Him, the Father, giving you the honor, giving you the praise to Him, the Father. Because if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be today, to Him, the Father? I thank you for every caller that will call in or that will listen in on the archive, to Him, the Father. We thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for the topic that was selected for today, to Him, the Father. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is, and the walls came tumbling down. We're going to be coming from Joshua, the sixth chapter today, 1 and 5 and verse 20. And the word of God says, this chapter reveals God's instruction concerning the capture and destruction of Jericho. It reveals the importance of following the commands of God. It revealed one of the great miracles of the Old Testament. Do you realize that we are called upon to believe the humanity, speaking, unbelieving? Perhaps one of the greatest lessons in this chapter is how spiritual victories are won by means and upon principles utterly foolish and inadequate in the sight of human wisdom. Some of our tag words that you will hear throughout our broadcast today will be walls, Jerichos, and miracles. And coming from Joshua chapter 6, starting with the first verse, and the word of God says, now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Verse 2 says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thine hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Verse 3 says, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go running about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of the ram's horn. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet. And the verse 5 say, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall extend up every man straight before him. And the word of God said in verse 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the walls fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Well, today we are talking about in this lesson, perhaps one of the greatest lessons in this chapter is how spiritual victory are won by means and upon principle, utterly foolish and inadequate in the sight of human wisdom. Over in 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, the word of God says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Also in 1 Corinthians 1 and 21, it says, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. You know, also in verse 3 through 5, it tells us that God instructed Joshua and the Israelites to do in order to capture Jericho. Can you believe it? You know, walls was built around cities for protection from their enemies. No doubt these walls, in most cases, served a very good purpose. However, there are times when people must realize there are some walls around them which ought to come tumbling down. Just think about it. It's some walls in your life that need to come tumbling down. Probably saying, well, why? Well, God will let you know why they need to come tumbling down. You know, on the other hand, there are some spiritual walls which we need to build up around us. And sometimes different things that you're going through, you need a breakthrough. You don't know which way you're going to go. And I'm reminded to go to this chapter, to Joshua, and you can start at the very first if you want to. But when you read it, when God tells you something, don't think it's foolish. Do exactly what he said. I know I had a situation that came up in my life, and he told me to walk around the perimeter of that house for 7 days, 7 times. I didn't get out and publicize it. I did exactly what God told me to do. And when I did that, I walked around that house for 7 days. And on the 8th day, the walls came down. That means if some things in your life, fasting, praying, would do it. But you got to hear the word of God, what God is saying. Because, you know, our carnal mind will tell us to do this, 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 and this. But when you do what God say do, you're going to see the result. The result going to come out better on top than what our fine like mind in the natural. We have to go down into the spiritual realm. You know, the when you think about the wall, here's one of them, the wall of sin. Figurative speaking, every person born in the world is engulfed by a wall of sin. By nature, we are children of wrath. Humanly speaking, sin separates us from God. It's like a wall built around us with Satan on the inside keeping us from God. You know, this wall must come tumbling down. Its main support is unbelief. How many of you all out there today have unbelief or may be listening to this later in the archive? It must tumble before we can have peace with God. Only way this wall will tumble. You have to have the faith. Faith in the Son of God. That's what caused the walls of Jericho to tumble. It was their faith in God. And to see what he told me to do, it was my faith on what he told me to do that I executed. What he told me with my faith and my belief, the walls came tumbling down. So someone may be listening to me today that need a breakthrough. You need those walls to come tumbling down. You have tried everything. But have you tried God? Have you tried his word? Have you obeyed what he said in his word? Think about it. You know, the next wall is the wall of self-security. You know, the professed Christian like Judah, Issachar, surely Judah was all right. He was numbered with the 12 at the Lord's Supper. He held a position and was active in the ministry. How many of you all hold positions in your church right now? And you are active in the ministry. Him, his wall of self-security tumbled when he betrayed Christ. Just think about when we betray Christ, when we do not obey, when he tell us to do something, we are being disobedient. And when we being disobedient, don't you know your walls are going to come tumbling down? When you disobedient, we have to be obedient to the Word of God. My. When you think about that, do you want to be obedient or you want to be disobedient? It's up to you. You know, when you think about Judah, when he betrayed Christ, tried to repent, but to no avail. He hung himself and went to his own place. You know, you're going to do a lot of things when you're not obeying God. You need to come and repent. No matter what it is, how big or how little you think it is, repent. And you know, the next thing is, what about faithful disciples? And we're talking about the ones that was around the table, the supper table with Jesus. Peter and the others. I won't call all of them names to expedite time, but you know who they were. You know, God must have desired that we be careful about having a wall of self-security around us. And that he led all the gospel writers to pen the account of the disciples' denying of him. You know the story about Peter and how he denied him. You know, Peter boasted that he was ready to go to prison and even death with him. And when you go to Mark, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to turn over there and read it in case your Bible is not in front of you. Mark the 14th chapter and the 27th verse to the 31st verse. Let's read that. And the evening, 14:27. And Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offered because of me this night. But it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am arisen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, unto thee, that this day, even in this night, twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. Here he letting him know, you're saying you with me, you're going to go with me, you're going to be with me. How many people tell you that every day in life? I'm with you, girl, I'm with you, boy, I got your back, I got. And when you look around, when you call for them, they're nowhere to be found. And here he done told Jesus, I'll go to prison with you, I'll do this and I'll do that. But here he denied Jesus three times. My. And over in verse 31, but he spake the most vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also say they all. You know, a pair of lips will say anything. But what is the heart saying and the mind? And when I went to verse 50, I read, and they all forsook him and fled. My, all this time you've been walking with Jesus. You've seen the miracles. There are word miracles that Jesus have done. You've seen, you've been to Jericho. You've seen the walls, another tag word we're using. The wall have came tumbling down. You have seen these own things with your eyes, the disciples, that is. So why is it hard for you to believe on what Jesus have said? That's the same thing that's going on right now, where people reading the word, but they're not obeying and listening to the what the word is saying. And I'm going to go over here to the rich fool in Luke 12, and I'm going to read just a few passages of that. And the word of God say in Luke 12, and in the meantime, when there were gathered together innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of Pharisees, which is hypocrite. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Here, nothing covered. That letting you know we can't cover up nothing. This one may not know this one, but Jesus know. We can't cover nothing up over Jesus. And therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. Whatever you and your friends or your co-workers been saying about somebody in the darkness, it's going to come to the light. And that which you have spoken in the ear and closest shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. And I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that have no more than they can do. And verse 5 say, but I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear not. My. When you read those passages and you think on it, we're going to go to the next wall, the wall of selfishness and stinginess. You know, we may, if not careful, become selfish with the gospel. You know, where you want to give the gospel to certain people or certain entities or whatever, but the gospel is to be preached to everyone, the sinner man, the Christian man, those laying on the highways and the byways of life. We are to preach and teach the word of God. We are not to be selfish. We are not to be stingy. When God bless us, learn how to bless somebody else. You know, the gospel is the heart of the ministry. It is the power of God unto salvation. And I'm going to turn over here to Romans, the first chapter. And you can turn with me if you have your Bible, because I like to make sure everybody have the scripture on the same page I'm coming from. We're going to read Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And the word of God say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. My. You know, if the gospel is hid, it will be as if we are selfish. It hid to them that are lost. And when you go to 2 Corinthians, let's turn over to that, the 4th chapter, and we're going to read the 1st through the 6th verse. And the word of God said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor hailing the word of God deceitfully, but manifestation of the truth, commanding ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And verse 3 say, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4 say, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, ourselves, your servant, for Jesus' sake. And the last verse says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We're talking today about, and the walls came tumbling down. It's some walls in your life. It's time for them to start come tumbling down. And you're going to need Jesus. You can't do them all on your own. You're going to need the Master. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know when? We, if not careful, become so selfish that we become stingy with our blessing. When God bless us, He'll want us to bless someone else too. It is this why our mission treasures are oftentimes empty. Missionary ought not to be stingy, nor with the money, time, or talent. My. You know, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And when we think about it, the walls of unselfishness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Then we have the walls of unfriendliness. Let's so live that these walls will tumble. Then let's build up some walls needed for in our lives. When you think about walls of unfriendliness, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be right back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the walls of fire, that's another wall. The psalmist meditate, and the fire of God burned in his heart. You can go over to Psalms 39 and 3. Let's turn to Psalms 39 and 3 and see what the Lord is saying in that verse. And 39 and 3 says, my heart was hot within me while I was muzzing the fire burn that spark I with my tongue. Ooh, my. Don't you know this little red membrane in your mouth? It's a tongue. It's red. It's fire. You know, you can say things out of this mouth with this little red membrane that can do things and hurt people. My. Here Jeremiah came to a place in his life where he was ready to quit. But the word of the Lord was in his heart as a burning fire, shut up in his bones. Jeremiah 20 and 9. You want to turn over to that and read it. Let's see what Jeremiah 20 and 9, because I want to give you these scriptures that way you can go back and read them for yourself and see what God is saying to you in these scriptures. So Jeremiah 20 and verse number 9. It said, then I say, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. My. You know, today there is a need for God's people to stir up the gift of God. The Spirit of God is within us to lead us to zealousness for Christ. I think I'll say that one again. Today, in today's world, there is a need for God's people of God. The Spirit of God is within us to lead us to zealousness for Christ. And then we have the wall of faith. Let's ask God to increase our faith today. No matter what you're going through, no matter where you at in your spiritual walk, ask God to increase your faith. Because we go through every day through some type of situation, some type of problem, and we want to throw in the towel. But where is our faith? I could be done thrown in the towel so many times, but I'm walking in faith. I'm walking out. I'm not in the box. I'm steadily walking. God, I'm going to walk this thing out. I know you're going to give me favor with this particular thing. I refuse to give up and give in. You know, the secret to a spiritual success is faith. And you know what Hebrews 11 say. I already know that you know what that said without me even going to the scripture on Hebrews 11. And you know, if you don't have no possible to please God, you got to have some faith. But I'll turn over there anyway on Hebrews 11. And it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by its elders obtained a good report. Through faith, We understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that thing which are seen was not made of things which do appear. And here it goes on telling you about the faith of Abel, the faith of Enoch, the faith of Noah. When you read that chapter, the faith of Abraham, think about that. You have to remember, we are to have, if he gave them faith then, he given us faith now. We have to have the faith, as small as that mustard seed. That mustard seed faith. I know you say, mustard seed? Yeah, you see how little that mustard seed is? That means we got to have that kind of faith too. My. And our last one for today is the wall of fruitfulness. And the walls came tumbling down. You know, with the walls of fire about us, the wall of faith, and a wall of friendliness, we can expect to be fruitful. And some brought forth 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Our broadcast was on, and the walls came tumbling down. We started out with Joshua. We went on to 1 Corinthians. We went on to Mark, Luke, 2 Corinthians, Psalms, Jeremiah. I walked you through telling you about the walls came tumbling down. In other words, they're talking about the faith, your faith walk. You need to have a faith walk today, each and every one of us, not just one person, but all of us. So today, our tag words, which I used throughout our program, was walls, Jericho, and miracles. And just think, it was a miracle that the walls of Jericho tumbling down. And until next week, I would like for you all to be blessed. I thank every individual that came on today and listened to the broadcast today. And the walls came tumbling down. I'm inviting you to come back again next week. We have another exciting topic that will be on next week. Look forward to hearing from you all. And please do have a wonderful and a blessed week in the Lord. I will sign out until next week. In Jesus' name, be looking to hear from each and every one of you all. Bring somebody, tell a friend, tell a neighbor that Joy and Peace is on at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So bring someone with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And until then, be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So stay tuned for next week where we have another exciting show. Bye-bye.